This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
Operating a successful farm takes more than hard work and determination. It takes smart decision-making from every angle. That's why more farm families turn to Farm Credit each day for all their financial and crop insurance needs. Our 96 years of experience has helped us become more than the nation's leading ag lender. In addition to our specialized staff of ag professionals, we've also developed a unique range of financial products and services that you can use to help manage the financial side of your farming business. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farm families. When you demand success in every field, Farm Credit is the financial expert to turn to. For more information, call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
And first of all, on the farm show this morning, the overnight crude oil market, 16 cents higher at $89.55. The Brent crude, 59 cents higher at $105.85. The August gold contract, $8.10 higher at $1,623.20. The U.S. dollar index, 0.016 higher at 82.824. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, September wheat, $8.99 and a quarter. That's up 15 and a quarter. December wheat, $9.12 and a quarter. That's up 15. September corn, $7.96 and three quarter, up 11 and one half. December corn, $7.87 and a quarter, up 11. August soybeans now trading at $16.79 and a half, up 23 and three quarter. September beans trading at $16.18 and a quarter, up 21 and three quarter. Yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat closed at $8.84. That was down 19 and a quarter. December wheat closed at $8.97 and a quarter, down 17 and three quarter. March wheat closed at $9.25, which was down 9 and three quarter. September corn yesterday closed at $7.81 and a quarter, down 13 and a quarter. December corn closed at $7.76 and a quarter, down 11 and three quarter. March corn closed at $7.73 and a quarter, down 9 and a quarter. August soybeans yesterday closed at $16.55 and three quarter, down 38 and a half. September beans closed at $15.96 and a half, down 44. November beans closed at $15.67 and a half, down 48. August soybean meal yesterday closed at $5.18.80, down 110. September meal closed at $4.93, down 162. October meal closed at $4.72.20, down 186. August soybean oil yesterday closed at $51.68, down 56. September oil closed at $51.87, down 57. October oil closed at $52.05, down 57. September oats yesterday, $3.69 and a half, down 3 and a quarter. December oats closed at $3.72 and three quarter, down 3 and a quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended lower on Thursday afternoon. Corn futures were weakened by lower-than-expected weekly export sales figures, and the scattered rain showers covering some of the Corn Belt. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 17 to 18 cents lower at 761 to 781, and soybeans dropped 37 to 42 cents at 1672 to 1687. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 13 to 18 cents lower at 785 to 806. Soybeans dropped 37 to 44 cents at 1671 to 1690, and wheat prices down 19 cents at 862 to 867. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 13 to 15 cents at 785 to 829. Soybeans dropped 38 to 41 cents, ranging from 1668 to 1701, and wheat prices down 14 to 19 cents at 847 to 887. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bid 17 to 18 cents lower at 786 to 790. Soybeans fell 36 cents at 1712 to 1716, and wheat prices down 14 to 19 cents at 830 to 850. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 13 to 17 cents lower at 802 to 807. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 39 cents with quotations at 1722 to 1723. Soft wheat down 20 at 848 to 849, while the Milo ended steady at 705 to 706. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 739 to 755. New crop soybean bids at 1530 to 1545. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 751 to 769. New crop soybean bids at 1530 to 1553. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 760 up to 788, with the new crop soybean bids at 1546. to 1568. That is our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, August hogs closed at $95.80, up $1.25. October hogs closed at $81.42, up $1.22. December hogs closed at $79.07, up $1.22. August cattle yesterday closed at $118.17, up 22 cents. October cattle closed at $123.17, up a quarter. December cattle closed at $126.37, up 32. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at $136, up $1.32. September feeders closed at $138.82, up $145. October feeders closed at $141, and that was up $1.50. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Thursday, July 26th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels and gilts closed 84 cents higher. Carcass base price range, 81.71 to 93.01. Weighted average, 85.03. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 10,800. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade, steady to dollar lower. 54 to 60 in Illinois direct slaughter sales, 1 to 3 lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds, 25 to 30. 450 to 550 pounds, 27 to 30. Over 550 pounds at 28 to 32, a few up to 35. Today's estimated receipts of 1,025. Wednesday's actuals, 1,775. Pork carcass cutout, 92.91. That is up 23 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughtered to federal inspection. Hogs for today, 395,000. Last week, 397,000. A year ago, 402,000. Week to date of 1,597,000. Cattle for today, 124,000. Last week and a year ago, both 127,000, with week to date of 507,000. Box beef cutout values are steady on light demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today, 136 fabulos with 58 trim. Choice at 178.25, up 16 cents. Select 171.33, and that is down 13 cents. At the Schuyler Livestock Auction over at Rushville, 207 heads sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers never sold 2 to 3 lower, slaughter cows 5 to 7 higher, with slaughter bulls and feeder cattle lightly tested. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 108.75 to 112.5. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s from 107 to 112. Choice 4s and 5s at 102 and a quarter to 103 and a quarter. Slaughter cows, breaking type 75.5 to 81.5, boning type cows 71 to 76.5, and slaughter bulls, show grade 1s at 83.5 to 89.5. At the Greenville Livestock Auction, 525 heads sold Wednesday compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady. Slaughter Holstein steers a dollar higher. No price comparison on slaughter cows, bulls, and feeder cattle not reported last week. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 109 to 115. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 104 to 109. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s, 101 to 106.5. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 95 to $1. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 109.5 to 115. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 103.5 to 109. Slaughter cows, boning type 66 to 70. Lean cows at 61 to 68. With slaughter bulls, your grade 1s at 80 to 85. Opening report for the Walnut Livestock Auction. Estimated receipts this morning, 380. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading mostly steady. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 110 to 116. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 108.75 to 114. At the Real Livestock Hay Auction on Wednesday, 817 bells sold. Compared to last week, hay and alfalfa mixed hay sold mostly steady, with grass hay mostly a dollar higher. All prices for small squares on a per bow basis. Alfalfa premium quality from 6.5 to 7.25. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality at 6.25. Alfalfa orchard clover mix premium quality $6, with orchard grass good quality from 5 to 6.75. Mixed grass good quality at $4.75 to $6, and wheat straw good quality at $1.75. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 167 up 1. For block cheese, 171 and 3 quarter unchanged. For barrel cheese, 169 and a half unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 1667. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $8.04. For August, $7.65. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $7.96. For August, $7.65. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for July, $16.73. For August, $15.77. Wheat delivered to Scottville for July, $8.18. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $8.04, corn at Scottville, $7.96, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $16.73, wheat at Scottville, $8.18. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service Crop Specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company Crop Specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of need.
A heat advisory continues in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the upper 90s with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, low temperatures in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, the high in the low 90s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 70s, highs in the mid-90s. 68 degrees at the Weather Center on this Friday morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive. And in our farm news today, at the Madison County Fair in Highland, it's Agricultural Awareness Day, sponsored by Farm Credit Services. It begins this morning at 8 o'clock with the 4-H Swine Show. The 4-H Beef Show will get underway this morning at 9 o'clock in the show barn. The Expo Hall and 4-H exhibits will open today at 10. Pork Producers Barbecue Day will get underway today at 11. At 1 o'clock today, the 4-H Super Showmanship Contest in the show barn following the Beef and Swine 4-H shows. The carnival rides will open today at 5, and at 5, Artie the Clown will entertain. The Demolition Derby in the arena tonight at 7. The 4-H Livestock Auction this evening at 7:30 in the Swine Barn. And in the main pavilion tonight at 8 o'clock, the band Head Game. On Wednesday, we talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink, and he discussed the area's soybean crop.
Well, we've had a couple of questions about soybeans. Number one, what about putting a fungicide on? Some of these companies are advertising fungicides as being, to relieve stress, stress relief. But in a year like this where there's, where the overwhelming stress factor is drought and heat, I guess, I don't care what you do to soybeans, it's not going to relieve that type of stress, except for irrigation, of course. So what I have read, it certainly will not do any, there would be no yield increase whatsoever in applying a fungicide to soybeans that are stressed so much with drought and heat. The second question is kind of an interesting question. Now, I've had it twice this week about putting cutting soybeans for hay or silage. And this is a question that livestock producers are asking. They don't have much other hay. The soybean crop was introduced, in this country as a forage crop. So it is a good a forage crop. Now, one thing good about soybean is that it has a very wide window of harvest for hay. Any time up until the leaves start dropping, we could have a decent quality soybean hay. When it gets into the reproductive stage. R1 stage is when you start seeing flowers. R6 stage is when the seeds are filled out. Now, one problem we're having this year is so much stress on these plants, we really can't stage them very well because the plant is aborting these pods. But my guess is that most of these fields are, in the about the R4 stage or should be in the R4 stage. But most fields I go into, I never find a plant with more than 10 pods or so. Per plant, and we really don't know if these are going to hang on. Now, of course, soybean, as I mentioned before, have this ability. If we should get very good growing conditions from here on out, we could start seeing the reinitiation of growth in these soybean plants, and the top part of the plant grow and will add pods. Now, the lower part of the plant, the podding is probably finished. Those are probably either there or aborted, probably the latter. But the new portion of the plant, the new growth of the plant, will probably retain those pods if we have good growing conditions from here on out. So there are some precautions about soybean hay. Like I said, it can be, it can be taken off anytime before leaf drop, R6 stage. The quality is about as good as mature alfalfa hay. So it can have, protein content anywhere from 15 to as high as 20% if it's handled properly. Now, it's going to be very difficult to cut. You got to crimp it because, the pods and the stems are going to stay green. So you got to crimp it, more conditioner, and then wait a couple days. But don't wait too long because, obviously, the leaves are the most important part of the plant as far as nutrition is concerned. So we don't want to lose too many leaves. But if you have any questions about that, talk to your M&M crop specialist about that, and he'll be able to go through the steps that's needed to get this soybean cut as hay or silage.
Oh, you can cut it as silage as well. Now, most farms, I guess, they will have the equipment they'll need to do this. They don't need any special equipment to...
Right. Actually, silage is a better way to go because, the stems... are not very palatable, but if you take that and grind it all up, there will be a higher percentage of the soybean plant eaten by the animal because of the stem. It will be crushed up and broken up. So that's actually a better way to do it, to put it in a silo. But I realize a lot of people don't have that equipment, don't want to do it, but it can be good hay as well.
You can store it in the silo. Now, you have to store it in there for a certain amount of time like we talked about last week with the nitrates in corn, that's not a problem here, is it?
Not an issue with soybeans. High nitrate is not an issue with soybeans, although, you know, we do want to wait until it gets to be about, oh, maybe 65% moisture before you put it in the silo, but that's not an issue. As a matter of fact, you know, whenever the soil temperature gets to be about 90 degrees or above, I'm talking soil temperature now, the ability for that soybean plant to produce nitrogen pretty much shuts down. So, you know, the nitrogen content will probably actually decrease and has decreased in that plant. So nitrate toxicity in soybean is not an issue.
And that was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. In other farm news, coming up Monday, the First National Bank of Litchfield and Strategic Farm Marketing of Champaign will host an informational meeting on crop insurance at the Maverick Steak and Spirits in Litchfield. It will begin with breakfast Monday morning at 7:30. We talked to Kevin Neiman of the First National Bank, and he explains.
Strategic Farm Marketing at Champaign, we've been working with them the last few years, you know, information about insurance and marketing, things like that. They're going to put on a program, going to explain the process of, you know, the crop insurance claims for 2012. You know, it looks like we're going to, you know, use them, you know, in this general area quite a bit, maybe this fall. So wanted to try to have them explain, you know, what kind of process we need to go through and where to start and who to talk to. They're supposed to be bringing an adjuster. I don't know which company he's with, you know, but they're supposed to bring an adjuster along. So guys can ask questions, you know, I mean, specific questions that they have, you know, just kind of a program, you know, like that.
And for more information on that conference, you can phone the First National Bank of Litchfield at 324-2105. The Cattle Industry Summer Conference is being held this week in Denver. We have this report from the United States Meat Export Federation's Joe Sheely.
When the Cattle Industry Summer Conference is held this week in Denver, one of the best attended sessions will be the meeting of the industry's Joint International Markets Committee. Committee Chairman Kevin Kester of Parkfield, California, explains why.
For the last several years, I've been vice chair or chair of the International Markets Committee, and it's been a really good experience to meet folks from all over the world that are involved with the business of U.S. beef exports, and been a real eye-opener on how that segment of our beef economy here has grown as we increase our exports across the world. As the cattle market's been softening this summer and we have drought issues and other things here at home, the export market has been a really bright spot, so we're going to be talking about that.
For cattlemen planning to attend the meeting, Kester outlines some agenda highlights.
I'm excited. We have a keynote speaker, Tony Clayton. He's president of Clayton Agri-Marketing, and Tony's going to talk about the exporter's role in getting our beef products across the globe. Phil Tseng, the CEO for U.S. Meat Export Federation, is going to give an update on the international market environment. We're looking forward to that, as well as people from Cattle Facts are going to give updates on beef trade figures and trends. We'll have an overview of the beef industry's long-range plan, get an update on that to see how our export goals fit into that. We'll also have some international trade policy updates. And then to close out the meeting at the end of the day, we're going to have an international beef recipe tasting. We're going to have Japanese, South Korean, Asian, and Mexican chefs presenting beef dishes from those countries. And I'm looking real forward to having a little taste test on some of those dishes.
For updates on the summer conference and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.
New to the area is the roping arena at the Dark Horse Riding Center near Edinburgh, established by Andra Ebert of Taylorville and Alan Moss of Edinburgh. They will have a team roping event to show off their facility. Registration is at 9 Saturday morning. The roping starts at 10. Alan Moss explains the format.
There'll be two different roping classes, and there'll be they have number classes. There'll be a number 12 and a number 10. And that would just be from advanced to less advanced ropers, so everybody can rope.
Okay, and how does that contest work? What's the format?
It'll be team roping, and there'll be two people on a team. One will catch the head of the steer, and then it would change directions, and then the other tries to catch the back teeth.
And they're all these are all timed events. The best time wins.
Yep, the fastest time wins.
And who will your judge and timer be?
Well, we have people that keep time, and then I'll be doing the flagging. Like for when to stop the time, I'll have a flag, and I just drop the flag, and they stop the time.
The Dark Horse Riding Center is at 770 East 2050 North Road, Edinburgh. For more information, you can phone 825-3747. And the Dark Horse Riding Center will be featured on the Saturday Farm Show at 6:15 and 12:45 tomorrow Saturday on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. The U.S. House will vote on an extension of the 2008 Farm Bill next week. The measure will include livestock and fruit and vegetable disaster aid. House leadership is encouraging members to vote for the bill. If passed, it will be conferenced with the Senate-passed Farm Bill after the August recess. National Journal Daily reports that House Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas said the bill needed to be passed ahead of the August recess and called this a logical approach. According to Lucas, to provide certainty in the drought areas and to enable an orderly transition from the completion of the regular farm bill, a one-year extension makes sense. Ag Committee Ranking Member Colin Peterson has opposed the idea of a farm bill extension, but Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow has asked him to support the extension. She and Ranking Member Pat Roberts are behind this approach. Menard County livestock producer Cimarron Frost is fighting the drought with rolls of quarters. Creeks and ponds that normally supply his herd of 150 head have dried up. As a result, he estimates the family operation spends about $60 a day to haul water from Tallulah and the Bradfordton elevator. Frost, who also works for the Illinois Beef Association in Springfield, said similar reports are coming in from across the state. Once again, at your Madison County Fair, it's Agricultural Awareness Day, sponsored by Farm Credit Services. At 8 o'clock this morning, the 4-H Swine Show will get underway. The 4-H Beef Show will get underway at 9. At 10, the Expo Hall and 4-H exhibits open. Pork Producers Barbecue Day at 11. At 1 o'clock today, the 4-H Super Showmanship Contest in the Show Barn, following the beef and swine shows. The carnival rides will open today at 5. Also at 5, Artie the Clown will entertain. The Demolition Derby in the arena tonight at 7. The 4-H Livestock Auction in the Swine Barn tonight at 7:30. And in the main pavilion tonight at 8 o'clock, the band Head Game. That's what's going on today at your Madison County Fair. Part two of the Morning Farm Show this morning brought to you by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive.